Hi and welcome to Artist Alive. It's Gustav Elvström, or 17 as my alias is, and I'm coming to you from Stockholm, Sweden, and I'm currently interviewing a really cool guest that I'm a fan of, who co-founded an app that I love to use. Her name's JJ Ramberg, a journalist, a podcaster, entrepreneur. I really suck at these intros. I'm gonna need to be better. You guys are always telling me I need to be better at these intros. I'm working on it, you guys. Hi, JJ.
You know what? I liked your intro. I thought you were gonna stop yourself and retape it, and I'm so glad that you didn't. Now you sound like a real person. So nice to meet me on the show.
Thank you. It's so nice to be speaking to you. But I feel like since this episode is in collaboration with Good Pods, I feel like a lot of people will know, coming from that app, know who you are already. But there will be people from the Artist Alive show who may not be too familiar with you. Can't you tell them a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
I'll tell you, I'm the co-founder of Good Pods. And Good Pods, a podcast player that you use just like you would any other player, where you can listen to things, subscribe, etc. But the beauty of it is it solves the podcast discovery problem. So on Good Pods, you can follow your friends and influencers and groups and see what you're listening to. So picture like Instagram, but just for podcasts, where you have a feed and you see what your friends are listening to. So it's been amazing because it's how people have discovered all kinds of new shows.
I feel like when it comes to streaming services, if we go to like Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, whatever, it's not that social. You can't really see on Apple Music and Spotify, you can see what your friends are listening to, but you can't comment on what we're listening to, or rate things, or make sure that we have a social feed just feeding us what we think us as listeners are interested in. So that's what I like was fixed with Good Pods. We're gonna get into what Good Pods is in a little bit, but I just thought we could get to know you and your background in the media, because you've done a lot of things doing research on you, but in your own words, how did you get your start in the media, journalism and entrepreneurship?
Sure. So I started in journalism right after college. My first job was the receptionist for NBC Nightly News, which was at the time one of the three nightly news programs here in the United States. So I was a receptionist, and then I kind of made my way up to eventually be a producer, a news producer. And then I left that to go to business school. So then I learned all about business. And when I graduated from there, I worked in an internet company and then went back to news because I missed it. So I was then a host of an anchor of a show on CNN. And then I left that to start my first company, which is a coupon company online that gives back to causes. It's called Good Shop. And then while I was running Good Shop, I was contacted by MSNBC, which is a 24-hour news station here in the US, to host a show about business. So then I went to be an anchor for that. There's a lot of ping-ponging back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then I left that show after about 12 years to start Good Pods. So that's kind of my career in a nutshell.
What would you say the most tricky part about working in news is compared to, you know, starting up companies? Because, you know, there's good and bad in everything, but what's the trickiest part in both?
I mean, it's very different. And I spent a lot of years doing both of them, working in news and running a startup at the same time. You know, in news, the way my show was, at least, we would do a show, I'd work on it, I'd put together, you know, a piece, it would go on air, it'd be done. Next week, I'd go, I'd find a piece, I'd put it together, it's done, right? Versus my company, which is just ongoing. There is no, I did it and it's done, right? Even when we launch a new feature to Good Pods, we are constantly looking at it and getting user feedback and changing it. And so there's never anything that I'm putting to bed like I would put to bed pieces in the news. When I was a television anchor, I also had a podcast. And I, it did well because I had this big TV company behind me, right? And I had a national television show that I could talk about it on. But I thought again to myself, like, okay, here we go, where only people with industry connections, deep pockets, are going to get heard. And that just doesn't feel right to me. So what can I do to democratize screen podcasts? And then just simply as a listener, I always have this problem of ready to go for a run and being like, oh, what am I going to listen to? Right. And the things that were being suggested to me on Apple, et cetera, I already heard of, or I'd already listened to. I wanted to know the kind of random stuff that I wasn't getting exposed to that I knew I would love. And it just felt obvious to my co-founder, who's my brother, like, why isn't there a place where I can go on and see what my friends are listening to and press play? Right. Just what was happening at dinner parties. At every dinner party, people would be like, what podcast are you listening to? What podcast? So that's why we created Good Pods. We were about to launch it, and then COVID and the quarantine happened. And we thought to ourselves, is this the right time to launch a company? I mean, people we knew were very sick and losing jobs and not doing well. And it, we had some real soul searching amongst our team to say, is this appropriate? And so we talked about it, and we had been using the app because we had it out in beta. And we realized that while we were all quarantined in our homes in different cities, we took great comfort out of good pods, because it'd be really amazing for me to get on my phone to want to go listen to something when I was going to take a walk and see that Carissa, our head of product, had listened to something. And it was a way for us to connect with each other and communicate and interact around something positive. And when you think about social media, a lot of times, I mean, we all know it's a lot of FOMO. It's a lot of making you feel bad about yourself. There are positives, obviously, too. But we feel like with Good Pods, it's social media that gets rid of all of that. This is simply about sharing great things that you've listened to. And so we decided, let's go ahead with our launch. But we did it much more low-key and more slowly and quietly, and that was our history.
Which I think is really cool because, you know, every launch of any company has its own kind of launching strategy. And especially in a pandemic, it's extremely hard to accomplish that because there are so many things that could go wrong. But you have already experience in, you know, starting businesses in the past. So you're experienced, obviously, you know, that went well and, you know, are already also, you know, successful businesses. But you know, they weren't launched in a pandemic, you know, that must have been different and there were different times. What was the difference challenging between those?
It was different in some ways, but in all the companies that we've launched, we played, you know, we followed sort of the same playbook, which is launch it and listen to the customers. I know you hear this a lot when you hear, you know, you hear business classes, people talking about it. But it's real because that's the only way to really grow something that, you know, people are going to like. So, I mean, with my own with the other company, Good Shop, we launched a ton of features that we put out there and then the audience didn't like them. And so we had to kill them all. Right. And then we focused on what was working the best, which was these online coupons that you can use and give back to causes or get money back yourself. But we've done the same thing with Good Pods. So if you look at Good Pods today, it's quite different than the Good Pods we launched with, because we heard things like from indie podcasters, people like you, who said, hey, it's really hard for us to make top 100 lists. And we said, great, why don't we do something about it? And so we created indie only top 100 lists. Right. We heard things from users saying it would be really cool to join a group of other people who like astrology podcasts or D&D podcasts. And so we said, fantastic. Let's create a whole space for groups on the app. Right. So it's all about listening and having really open ears, because sometimes you hear stuff you don't want to hear, like what you just put out there, nobody likes.
Most podcasts that aren't like mainstream get discovered, you know, via word of mouth. And without like a extreme, like big social media campaign or budget to launch a podcast, or, you know, doing ad campaigns, just putting it out there like that. It can be really hard for, you know, indie podcasters to get out there and, you know, make their shows heard. So I feel like Good Pods is a great way of doing that. But going forward, are there any like new sort of features you could, you know, spill the tea on that you're working on or maybe not be working on? Is there like a feature you're like, oh, this would be great to have in the app and like this would never happen?
Well, I'll tell you, the big thing we're working on right now is our website. So right now, Good Pods is an app, but shortly it will be an app and on the web. And so that's just something that the team is really focused on right now, to just allow listeners to access Good Pods wherever they want to access it. This is the way Good Pods will evolve as the audience and the community evolves. And we have these conversations with our community about what they're looking for. And so nothing is set in stone, but right now, the way we see user behavior is you want to listen to a podcast when you want to listen to a podcast. And at that moment in time, you need to have a suggestion or an idea of what you want to listen to. And so that's what we are solving. So those moments when you are about to hop into your car for, you know, a long car ride, or you're about to go for a run and you want to listen to a podcast, we're solving the moment where you're like scrolling through your phone for half an hour before you're out, you know, before your half an hour run to say, what should I listen to? What should I listen to? And so we're taking away all of the friction that I'm giving you. You're going for a run, open up your phone, look at Good Pods, or find something you're subscribed to, et cetera, or look at a top 10 list, or go to feed and see what your friends are listening to. So that whole discovery period goes from being a frustrating half an hour to a very fun 5 minutes, yeah, or 2 minutes or 1 minute, right?
Before we started recording, we were talking a bit about podcasts we've discovered recently and that we're listening to. And, you know, you said you were listening to some crypto shows and things like that. Can't you tell my listeners what it is that you're listening to right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so I've just gotten involved in this organization, a Web3 organization, working towards climate change goals, or no climate change. And so I've been listening to a lot on that. So I listened to Planet of the Climates. I've been listening to the Forefront podcast. But then we just went on a road trip with my kids in Texas, and we listened to this great podcast called Unprecedented. It might be more interesting to people in the US, but it's about the First Amendment. And so it talks about these cases that made it to the Supreme Court, and whether who won, which side won. And it starts a good conversation of what we think should have happened and what do we think about the First Amendment and where are the limits.
You guys who are listening right now, you can actually share what kind of shows that you guys are listening to in the Good Pods app. So in the description of this episode, I have the link for the app, so you can just, you know, download it a bit. You know, it just only takes a second. It's free. It only takes a second. Create an account, invite your friends, and I have launched my very own profile, just like on Instagram, just like on Spotify, just like on Twitter. You know, my username is @Zementine, and you guys can, you know, check out the kinds of episodes that I'm listening to. I've also made a little list of my favorite podcast episodes that I'm listening to and over and over again. It's more easy to, you know, re-listen to like comedy episode, like comedy podcasts, because I feel like those are the kind of things you can replay over and over again. But yeah, currently I have discovered a show called Beach to Sandy, Water to Wet that I would really like for you guys to listen to. It's this sibling couple, like this brother and sister, from, they're German, but they live in California, and they read Yelp reviews from various companies. It can be like someone has gone to Burger King and is not happy with the service, and it's like bizarre and outrageous reviews from people you just think, is this a troll person? But no, it's real. So they're just, you know, criticizing how horrible, you know, people in customer service, that customers in customer service can be. So I'm recommending that's what I'm listening to right now.
Oh, I'm going to go listen. So this is what I love. If I could just give a plug to Good Pods here. What I love is that you just recommended this podcast. Already, I don't remember the name of it, even though you said it 2 seconds ago, but I don't need to because I'm just going to follow you on Good Pods and I'll see it right there. And then I can press play. So, which is exciting for me.
About following and users, there's quite a lot of celebrities and public figures and news companies that have, you know, have their own profiles. For the people who are listening, you guys know that I'm a huge fan of Keeping Up with the Kardashians and the new show, The Kardashians. My favorite is Kim. I just love her so much. She's done so many things. She has, you know, she's you know, studying to become a lawyer. She has her own reality show. She's done music. That's true. She's actually had a music career in the past. You know, she's starting a podcast. She is modeling. She's doing like influencer things on Instagram. She's doing so many things. And I was so excited to see her having an account on Good Pods, just seeing what she is listening to. I feel like that's really cool. So just because I'm a fan of Kim, I just wonder, since, you know, she had a little collaboration with you guys. Can you tell me a little bit about that and how it was, you know, putting that together?
Yeah, well, this was early on. I mean, I don't really know her, I wish I did so I could introduce you. but she's a podcast lover and really loved what we were doing here on Good Pods. Mm. And so she posted about it, which was, I mean, we didn't pay her, but so it was amazing, as you can imagine, for us. And yeah, I really admire a lot of the work that she does as well. And so it was great. It was really, really exciting for us as a new company to have somebody like that with so much influence who did it really authentically because she really loves podcasts. I mean, a long time ago, she listened to Serial, which was well after Serial was a big deal. And Serial suddenly experienced this big boost. So she legitimately really likes podcasts. But we've had other people too, like Alyssa Milano, who has her own podcast and also loves podcasts. She posted about it. And so I think we've struck a nerve with people because I think everybody experiences that issue of what should I listen to, right? And so we're solving that problem for people.
But I just wonder, like, how does verification on Good Pods work? Could I, you know, could we send in a little request for me, you think?
You guys cannot see the facial expression and the sweet thing going on right now. Can I get verified? So I will be honest, we're in the midst over here on our side of kind of rethinking the whole verification process. So when that exercise is done internally over here, then you will be the first person I call.
Thank you. So to recap what we've been talking about, could you do that, being the guest and all?
Yep, absolutely. Thank you. So just to recap it, Good Pods is a podcast player. So you use it to listen to podcasts, but it is social. So you can follow your friends and groups and influencers to see what they're listening to. So all those times when you are staring at your phone thinking, what should I listen to? That will never happen again. You can just go on Good Pods and see what your friends are listening to, or look at our top 100 list. So it solves discovery. And to get it, you just download it from the App Store or the Google Play Store. There's a link, I think, attached to this podcast, and follow your friends and invite friends. There are share buttons all the app to invite friends, because it gets really fun once you're on there with your friends. I want to make one thing clear, because it's the first question we always get. You can make anything you want private. So if you want to listen to something you don't want everyone to know, that's all right too. But yeah, I encourage and ask all of you to please give it a shot, because we'd love to hear, we'd love to welcome you to the community and keep growing this company with you all.
And as I said before, I'll share our social media links in the description, and also that's included our handles on Good Pods. Yeah, you're working on a website, your team is working on a website right now, so it's just not an app. We've been talking about various celebrities who've joined, who authentically just love podcasts and have, you know, continued to, you know, spreading the word about it. To wrap this episode up, thank you so much for listening, and thank you to you, JJ, for, you know, letting me waste a half an hour of your time.
Far from wasted. This was really fun.
just this got really awkward really fast. Like, it's like really late here. It's like 7 p.m. right now. So I'm like, what is going on? But be sure to, you know, rate this episode or rate this podcast. You can do it on Good Pods. You can do it on Spotify. You can do it on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review. Do give a little follow if you would feel like it. And I will hear from you guys. You guys will hear from me the next step. This is the worst thing about it, being a podcaster when you can't talk, you know? Just being a podcaster when you can't talk, it's like the best thing ever. You guys know that I'm really awkward. But thank you so much for listening, and I you guys will hear from me next time. Yeah, I want to redo that again because that was just really weird.
No way, you're not allowed to redo this. This is what makes you real. This is why people listen to podcasts.
Right, but this is like not a radio show. I can mess up, you know.
You can mess up. People love you messing up. Right. But we can redo it again. Or just in case you don't, I will say thank you so much and bye, everyone.
Bye.